All right, before we begin tonight, we'll be discussing the effects of this pandemic on the disc golf world. There will be jokes. That's how I deal with serious issues. I believe a certain amount of levity is important at a time like this. If I had my way, we would not be talking about this at all. This podcast is supposed to be our escape from the real world. However, since our disc golf watching and playing has been impacted, it can't be avoided. So we'll be discussing the effect that the COVID-19 or coronavirus has had on our lives in regard to disc golf. In order to simplify things, I'll be referring to the COVID-19 or coronavirus simply as the Corvino virus from here on out. With that in mind, we're going to play around this week. The plan, though, is to tackle all the virus talk first and then try to, you know, have some fun. So let's start with hole one. Welcome to Corvino Center. The PDGA suspended sanctioned tournaments for the next 15 days, basically to the end of the month. They've also amended their refund policies for the short term. I don't know if you guys saw this. The Q&A page was updated for Corvino virus. If you guys get a minute, take a look at that. What I want to know, Jack, what was your wait what moment?
I have to say my response isn't going to be indexed to disc golf. My wife is a consultant, and she works closely with healthcare companies. One of her clients basically canceled all non-essential operations about 3 weeks ago, and she has lots of conversations with really smart people who have always understood where this was going. So I have to say I didn't have one. I guess what I'm more surprised with is that I do think the PDGA acted quicker than I thought they would. Mm-hmm. I thought they responded quickly and offered good leadership. Yeah, I think there are really strong arguments for disc golf as a sport right now, because I do happen to believe that you can, safely go play around with a few of your buddies. As a disc golfer, I'm going to go play disc golf. As an organizer, I don't think it's responsible to run an event. That's the counsel that I gave anybody that asked me when they were, considering canceling their events. That's it. If you're in a position where you have some responsibility, and anybody that you look at, whether it's the NBA or Broadway or they've preempted government by saying, it's not responsible to bring 40,000 people into an arena in this environment. As a golfer, am I going to play? Yeah, I'm going to play. But, I'm going to message some boys and get out and play, because I think everybody has to get out. I think disc golf, as long as the parks are open, I think it's a safe release for your otherwise quarantined life.
What would you suggest, any changes to your game? Like, if you're playing around, would you do anything differently, like handshakes, that kind of stuff, picking up people's discs?
So I played around today. I took Xander out, and we met Jay Quap at FDR. And Dave Kimmelman was there. And Dave Kimmelman's a friendly guy. And Dave Kimmelman spent 9 holes trying to French kiss me.
So he doesn't do that with me anymore.
Yeah. I think we get social, and I think whatever we decided was going to, was going to be the way it is, breaks down over time. You're in a casual environment, and it no longer feels like, the virus is all there is, which is a nice thing about disc golf. But yeah, it just makes it so. I'll tell you this, and I didn't know it until there was a virus, but I lick my index finger before every putt. I lick my index finger, and then I rub it against my thumb, and I'm just looking for some traction on my disc. So for future rounds, don't pick up my putter. You're gonna get something.
I just started doing that like 2 weeks before this whole virus outbreak.
Yeah,
licking my fingers. Now I'm very conscious of it every single time I do it.
So I mean, my advice would be, and My advice would be, well, for one thing, don't run events. It doesn't make sense to run events. And you can say I'm running an event and that it's, you know, a party of four on each tee. But that's not really how it is. Mm-hmm. It's not how it is at the picnic table. You know, it's not how it is with everybody on hole one. It's just not. And don't post who's playing on Facebook. I mean, this is what I would do. I'm a firm believer in, you know, flatten the curve. Mm-hmm. Like, this doesn't get better until it's completely squashed. Everything we do that promotes social gathering is just drawing, you know, more vectors into the same place. And spreading it. So I would say go play disc golf, but, you know, message three of your friends to play disc golf. Don't post to the board saying, you know, who's playing it too. Because the answer is everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, we all want to get together and play. This is obviously my personal opinion. Don't get together and play. You know, get two or three people, go play around like always. Don't touch them. 2 meter rule. Stay 2 meters away from them.
Yeah, Andrew, what are you thinking about all this?
You know, I agree with what everyone said. I think I'm still going to play disc golf, just like maintain my sanity. It's definitely going to be like different out there. And, you know, as much as I want to like, you know, give high fives to people who like make good shots, because I love doing that. I love like, you know, supporting other people. Like, now's probably not the best time for that.
Do you regret exchanging many $1 bills with people who live in the city today?
Hell no. Give me all their money.
Dirty money.
I was going to ask, so you're going to play about the same, you'd say? No more, no different?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to play on the weekends. And I guess like just, you know, as long as I keep like the social distancing.
Yeah, no, I like that 2 meter rule. Easy.
Yeah. That's good. I think it would make things worse for me, like mentally, if I like wasn't playing, you know. So I think playing will just kind of keep me in a good like headspace and, you know, maybe like take my mind off things for sure. And I'm sure that's the same for a lot of people.
So Liam, will you play more, less, or the same? Well, basically what I mean by that is, are you going to have more free time for it? The more, you know what I mean? If you're still working, then you probably don't have much time for more disc golf. All right. Jack, looking ahead and completely just for opinion, what will be the first tournament played after Corvino?
So, Deb, how about I pick a month instead? I think first tournaments are very likely not going to happen before June. Mm-hmm. I think that I don't know if Gaw has been suspended yet, but I suspect that it will be. Generally speaking, what I think we're being told sort of incrementally how long we're going to need to be on lockdown. And, you know, Westchester, Long Island, New York City closed the schools. And the lockdown that they're telling everybody is it's going to be 2 weeks, but it isn't going to be 2 weeks. It's going to be 5 weeks at a bare minimum. And it needs to be 5 weeks. This is the best information that I have is that once they actually lock everything down, they will need 5 weeks to stop the spread of the virus, to get control of it. I don't think they're going to shut everything down all that quickly. I think they're kind of easing us into it. My answer is June. That's my guess.
Mine kill is early June.
I think that could get played. I think that could get played. I think that's possible. Well, I'm sure Liam knows this. The team challenge season has at a bare minimum been delayed. And there's a real mess there talking about essentially what to do about the season, because the season hasn't resolved yet. All the matches haven't been played. And there's supposed to be a finals starting on, April 11th. All of the pools are supposed to play their finals. That's not going to happen. So there are discussions league wide. And, you know, we're talking about 1,000 golfers trying to figure out what's going to happen, if they're going to play out the season, if they don't play out the season, how they're going to reseed the pools for next year. But and all of these spring tournaments are going to get pushed to, you know, summer or the fall. The FDR Fools Fest is now scheduled for September. Mm-hmm. And so to my mind, the sooner everybody comes to grips with the fact that there's going to be a long shutdown, and actually, you know, starts really social distancing, that the sooner we do that, the closer we are to starting the clock on 5 weeks. I just hope it moves along quickly, because the sooner it really starts, as soon as real meaningful action population-wide happens, the sooner there'll be some kind of handle on it, and it'll be easier to predict when we come out of it.
Do a final question. I'm going to explain how it works. So on the final question, you will each turn in an answer and a wager.
Ooh.
Hey, you don't always know what your dubs partner is going to do either, do you? I'll take whatever answer will gain you the most points if you're right, or lose you the most points if you're wrong. Meaning, for example, if you and your partner are both correct, I'm going to take whatever partner wagered the most, okay, to get you the most points. Conversely, if you both get it wrong, whatever partner wagered more is how many points you're going to lose.
Ooh, light up, light up.
Let me, I'm not done. If only one gets it right, whatever that correct answer sheet wagered is the wager. You only need one correct answer per team to get point. Any question?
I want to bet double my points. Double. I only got 5. I want to bet 10.
Well, we only have 8.
You have more than that. You have 8.
Oh, we have 8? Oh, yes. Sweet.
All right. And we know we're on the honor system here, but you're basically just send me a text with the order I ask for and a number, which is your wager. Your wager can be up to, degenerate gamblers can wager up to 8. The killer bees can wager up to 13. So they should be listed from the furthest to the most recent.
So how are we doing this? How are we doing our answers? We're texting the Pat?
Yes.
Yeah. So just, I mean, you don't have to put full names, but enough information that...
All right, so oldest to latest?
Yeah, yep. So the last one should be last year.
I sent my answer.
Okay. Sorry, Andrew, I need it documented.
Fair.
All right, just waiting on one.
Last 5? Jeez.
4.
No, last 4.
Brent, don't worry about it.
I'm sure Bart knows them all.
Don't worry.
If Bart's got it, then I don't.
You assume, and you know what?
So last
what
4
points, yeah. Brent. So what you're telling me is, if your partner parks 10, you're just not going to throw a disc.
He's saving his arm for the round of golf.
Oh,